Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Again, be forewarned, we're not dressed up. This is just how ugly I am in real life. But we can obviously, you can say hi, we'll talk some ball. They've got a great menu here. They've got some cervezas. I was just offered, the gentleman at the bar, would you like one? And I was like, of course I would like one, but I also would like to not be fired.
You want to stay employed, yeah?
Yeah.
No, I don't think radio's not what it used to be.
Now, here's the thing.
You know?
I'm very, very, it's hard to tell when your boy is keezied up. Until it's not hard to tell.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, like, I think the problem isn't the first one.
You think you're getting away with it is the problem.
Well, yeah, that's the problem.
That's the problem I have.
I'd have the first one, and I'd be like, I'm totally pulling this off.
Uh-huh.
And about 7 beers later, I'd still think I'd pulling it off. And then the problem is another 7 beers after that, which is right about my Mendoza line.
Yeah.
Right about 15 to 16 beers in is where we go from... I'm the most charming man, and I'm certainly sober as a judge, too. You guys can just get the hell out of my face.
Meanwhile,
real quick.
So I'm consistently the person trying to convince everyone that I'm not that drunk.
Ooh, that's not good.
While being
that's
hammered. They'll be like, you're hammered right now. And I'm like, I'm not that drunk. I'm perfectly fine.
Although if we're being as clear as we can be, is there anything more annoying on the planet than being... Not okay, you're clearly not sober, but you're also not drunk, and somebody being like, you're drunk. And it's like
I think that's why I always took so much offense to it. Because I was like, no, I'm not that drunk.
But like,
sometimes I really was that drunk.
Vanessa will do that. And I'll be like, I will let you know when I'm drunk.
I think that's what this is. You mentioned Vanessa. This might just be an Elise and my thing where it's like, yeah, it's the wife. The wife's always like, You're pretty hammered right now. And why do we always have a defensive nature with that one?
Because
we know there's limits to this and we're not close to it. Is that what that is?
Well, I think it is. Guys, when I'm drunk, I will make an absolute spectacle of
myself. When
you
hear George Strait singing in the background, that's how you know I'm drunk.
Yeah. When I get real cagey and defensive, you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, does Nick had a few? It is common knowledge, all right? I have shut down towns, all right? I'm basically this side of Godzilla when I really get out of hand.
Shut down towns?
Yeah.
You remind me of those, like, the bachelorette parties that are like, Nashville can't handle us. It's like, yeah, they can. Yeah,
they
see a lot of you guys.
Nope. I'll tell you this. Any town I'm in when really hammered can't handle me.
Yeah, look out, Toledo.
So, like, I think that's what it is. I'm defensive because I know when I do get keezied up, that guy will come out, and I'm like, that guy's not here. I'm like, I can summon him
right,
if
this guy,
you'd
he
like.
Can get here. He can get here pretty quick. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to see him, I'll go there. Don't
make
me go there.
They're impressive by the group in the corner there. They are. It's like 3:45. They're getting after it. I like that.
That's. I think one of them might have kids, but that's a good sign that. Or you've got the night off. God, what a gift. I mean, now my kids are 12 and 15, so I can just do it whenever. But it's not doesn't feel as special anymore, right? When you had to earn it.
I would love it. Yeah, I would love a night off. Yeah, I think that'd be a great call. Are you kidding me? I'd love that.
Now, today is it's Halloween. Spoiler alert. We are not dressed up. I am just this ugly.
I like the idea of someone that like made it to this part of the day and not realizing it's Halloween.
Honestly,
it was today.
Honestly, if one of my kids didn't go to school dressed up, and I didn't watch Ken on the YouTube channel this morning, I might not have known.
I feel like it's been hitting me in the face all day.
No, it's just the weirdest day to be Halloween.
You went to a costume store.
Yeah, okay, well, because I saw somebody else dressing up. I wasn't going to just naturally go.
You have reminders all day. I feel like are people celebrating Halloween more this year than in years past?
Yes.
I don't know what's going on.
Because it's perfect. If you love Halloween.
Is it a Friday, maybe?
You can do a two-weekend Halloween.
Fridays are a great day for Halloween.
People just did it last weekend. Like, we trick-or-treated
last weekend.
And, like, we're talking Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then you can do it again this weekend.
This is two Halloweens. You got two Halloweens this year.
I mean, this is six days of Halloween
if you
want.
You're double dipping. You're double dipping in the Halloween this
year. And by the way.
Cool for you.
Young Nick Wilson would eat this entirely up.
Like, yeah.
I would have turned Thursdays into it. I would have had 8 days of Halloween. But it's interesting. It snuck up on me still because of last weekend with the trick-or-treating. But there is one member of the sports media just not really into Halloween. Mad Dog Russo on Sirius XM MLB.
Halloween to me is a complete waste of time. I can't stand it. I used to make sure I was working on the 31st when my kids were little, and I would say, honey, I got to do something at 6 o'clock. They're all yours. I hate it. I can't stand it. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to not have a little candy if somebody pops on the door. I'm not going to be that much of an ogre, but going out with people wearing outfits to buy candy to me is a complete waste. I can't stand it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. I like Mad Dog, especially when he gets like, hey, I'm a pop a gummy. Then I go pop another gummy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like old weed hound.
He just wants to have some weed and watch some college football.
Like, love it. However, I don't know if maybe this is the aging part of me that I like realize what a finite amount of time we have here, how few fun things there really are to do as an adult. I do not give a rip how old you are. If you want to dress up today, if you want to ham it up, if you want to spend 6 days celebrating Halloween, go full tilt, man. Just enjoy every second of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so just from the idea that it's a waste of time, I think that's a get-off-my-lawn moment that I think we need to start neutralizing going forward. Just let people have fun, because it is fun.
Oh, it's definitely it's Gran Torino is what it is. It's Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino. It's got to be like a 99% to 1% of people in the I like Halloween versus I don't like Halloween category.
So can I tell you why I think
There's no gifts during Halloween. The only thing you give off is you give candy to kids, which is always like you're just making kids' days. Like, that's just, there's always a fun thing there.
It's,
you
also
dress up in costumes if you like, and if you don't, you don't really have to either. No one's really going to judge you.
It's also a great party holiday.
Yeah,
like it's Halloween almost, adult Halloween parties are awesome,
and that it takes you back to college where that was a thoughts Super Bowl in many ways.
Oh yeah,
like it's just a great holiday for that. A couple holidays are really.
I thought it was
really
more like a thoughts World
really
Series.
five. Yeah, no, it is, though.
You had seven games.
Yeah, well, for this year, you definitely do. Yeah, but it is. It's like, this is where, I mean, that's the big guns
best
for the
Sox. Best of six or best out of three?
Depending on who you are, you could be Joe Carter if you want to. You can have the walk-off if you want to. But, like, there's only...
Or the walk-on.
There's only a couple...
walk under.
Walk anywhere you want at this point. You go Giamatti in the first scene of Billions. The very first scene, episode one.
Don't just tread on me. Tread on my friends, too.
It's a great holiday, guys. It's a great holiday.
So
I just can't believe somebody hates it.
Can I tell you that I do think there's a dividing line on people who go hard at Halloween? And it's not perfect, but I do think, like, our parents' generation, which Mad Dog Russo is a part, they didn't do Halloween in college the way we did.
No.
Yes, they had.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't around then. I don't know.
My parents have kind of told me.
Well,
like,
what was it like?
Well, we turned it into Bacchanalia. Right? Like, we turned it into, again, 6 days of Halloween.
I mean, you remember, like, my dad was born in 1949. So, like, he was in college in the late 60s and then early 70s, where basically everyone was just doing a bunch of drugs anyway.
Yeah.
And you need Halloween for that.
Yeah, like, that was just Tuesday.
That's what they did.
But whereas, like, I mean, I remember, because I was still, like, my parents would, when I was really young, they dressed up. It was usually, like, a hippie, or, like, hippies or cowboys or something.
Yeah.
Which I definitely think... went on well after Little Nick went to bed there. Just put that one together in real time. Very nice. It's called role-playing, folks, and we don't kink shame.
Hey, no, it's good for the bedroom.
However, but once I got to, like, 7 or 8, they kind of stopped doing that. And then it kind of became, like, I remember when I hit 12, they were like, you still want to? Okay, that's fine. And then I hit, like, 14, it's like, you still want to? So, like, it even surprised me when, like, in college, I saw the levels that people do Halloween. I just don't think, like, I just don't get poo-pooing anything. And I thought the worst part of it
was him, were my best costumes.
When he was just admitting to being a bad dad. Like,
I would never accuse Russo of being, like, the world's greatest dad.
Well, okay, in fairness, but the point was,
I never think of him and be like, that's a role model.
Like, I got to be honest with you. As a dad, I love watching my kids dress up. My kids are 15 and 12, and
it's like the highlight of my day.
I still think it's the most adorable thing in the world. So you wouldn't want to go.
Little Shara Snow White, she's already dressed up. Like, look at this picture every single break right now. This is like, I got this like 20 minutes ago.
That is good.
But like, yeah, like it's just fun.
But I just, like, let's just have some fun, right? 216-474-0092.
You're talking about Have Some Sanka?
Are you the Have Some Sanka? Are you a Grinch on Halloween, or do you actually just, like, have fun and just realize that life is short, right? Do you go full Mad Dog Russo? They have a gummy. What's best for Kevin Stefanski in 5 minutes? I'm 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.